All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Eagles Beak Podcast, live here in the Eagle Newsroom with Mr. Mehta. We are doing episode 5 today with three wonderful young people who just finished working behind the scenes in our newscast. When I point to you ladies, introduce yourself.
I'm Karis.
Okay.
I'm Katrina.
And?
Hi, I'm Adira.
And they did a fabulous job today working behind the scenes on the show. Tell me about that first right off the bat here, Katrina. You were in charge of the Wirecast. You had to pick the sources and shoot them from like getting ready to live. How was that? How was the stress level? How'd you feel?
I was like scared that I was gonna like click the wrong thing at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. But it was like all
right.
It's
not as hard as it seems to be, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
And especially this year with a smaller newscast, we're not gonna have as many different sources. Adira, you were like the producer.
Oh yeah.
You were the director.
Yeah.
So you were telling the actors to be live and to stop and slow down. How did it feel being in the studio since standing behind there? Being in charge of the actors, I shouldn't say actors, newscasters.
Well, honestly, I was kind of panicking because, I was like pretty calm most of the time, but like I would get distracted because I'd be watching them like talk, and then I wouldn't notice you waving at me, and then I'd see you waving at me. I was like, oh shoot, was I supposed to do something?
And that's exactly, I love to hear that because that's exactly what I want you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what it's like because we all want to be stars for the most part. We all want to see ourselves on TV, and like the most part, kids are like that. But you forget how much behind the scenes it's important to tell the newscasters, "Hey, you're on. Slow down." That you did a great job. It's easy. I mean, even with you, right, Katrina? When we were watching a video or watching them, we weren't getting ready for the next shot, which is your job. Karis, you did audio.
Yeah, I did.
You did. And that's, I would say, the easiest job out of all of them, right?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Well, and why is it easy? Because
like you just like have to turn on their microphones when like the video's not on and when it's like at them, and then you turn it off when a video is on.
So and how many videos did we have?
We had one, technically. I turned it on and off like
for the beginning and the end, yeah. So like if we add another camera and add a live shot in the newsroom,
you're going to have to
switch from the studio mic to the live mic.
Yeah.
And that might be a little challenging, but that's why you prep the script and get that ready beforehand. And you guys out of the was that episode 5 or 4?
Four.
You guys did the best out of all of that.
Like
understanding what I was saying, you know, labeling your script and all that. So, well, that was a great opening. Hey, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back with some more fun with Karis, Katrina, and Adira in a minute. We'll be right back. Right. And welcome back, Karis. We were just talking off mic here about where you can actually listen to the Eagles Beak podcast. And just to add that to the show, it's on several different like podcast settings, like stations and stuff. It's not on Spotify. It's on Apple Podcasts. You have to search Eagles Beak, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
Google Podcast. I listen to local Pittsburgh radio on a website or an app called Odyssey, Audicity, something like that. And the podcast pops up on that all the time now, which is pretty cool. So there's several different places to watch it. The easiest is Apple Podcasts.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I normally do to listen to podcasts.
Yeah, and it'll pop up on your phone as soon as you turn it on when school ends. So talk to me about your summers, ladies. I've been asking that all the kids that come in here. Did you do anything fun? Tell me what vacations. Sat in front of TV and did video games all for 3 months. What did you do? Karis, we'll start with you.
So I went to Georgia, and we went to an island called St. Simon.
Yeah.
And we did it with my dad's whole side of the family.
Gotcha.
So there was like 22 people there.
Yeah,
and so
all in
like
one house?
Yeah, it was huge.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, that's cool. I that's south of Hilton Head too.
Yeah, it is.
So my cousin and my aunt went there this year. So that was
that's
cool.
Nice.
Cool to hear about that. Katrina, what you do?
First off,
you had to deal with Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim, a former Eagle News star. He was star of the Barbie song on our lip dub last year.
Oh,
it's still
that.
One of my favorite parts. So, Katrina, you're going to have to outdo Tim. That's about the craziest thing he did all year.
Yeah.
Anyways, Katrina, what'd you do this summer?
I went to Zambezi Bay for a birthday party, and then I went to a lake house with my friend.
Good.
And then I went to a summer camp in Michigan.
Okay.
And then...
Is that just a traditional summer camp? Like?
Yeah, it was just like a normal summer camp.
Yeah, nothing.
And then I went to Kalahari, which is like a water park.
Yeah, the indoor water park upstairs, up near Cedar Point.
Yeah, I love Kalahari.
Yeah. And that was basically it.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you a quick gross story about Kalahari. A couple years ago, I went there.
I hate gross stories.
Well, here's why I will never go to an indoor water park again. And it is fun, and it's great. And I had a blast with our family. But we got into the wave pool there. And as soon as we got into the wave pool, my little nephew, I mean, he was in there 3 minutes. He puked.
Oh, that's bad. Right
into
disgusting.
The water, right? But this is how it tells you how much chlorine's in there. The puke just totally spread out and disappeared.
Mr. Meta.
And I was like, yep, never going to. But you know people are doing that. It's just as bad as an ocean.
Oh,
the
ocean's
gross. You know, all those animals are peeing and pooping in there.
At least the ocean, it's like really, really spread out.
But anyways, we did the big water slides, the rafts. Emmy Claire had a blast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just gross, but it's funny. You know, it's there. That's why they make chlorine, right?
The wave pool is probably like the grossest part.
Yeah.
I love the wave pool.
The water slides are so fun.
It's all fun.
Yeah.
But
All
right, Adair, what'd you do this summer?
I went to Chicago for my birthday because I've always wanted to go.
What'd you do, shopping?
No, we went to like.
Or did
some
you
of
do the touristy stuff?
Yeah, we did the touristy
stuff. That's cool. It's fun.
Yeah, we went.
What
to
was
like
your favorite part?
We did this like architectural like river tour.
Oh, that's awesome!
It's so fun.
Such a good tour.
Yeah, and then
I
like
did see that.
And then like they were talking all about like the architectural history. It was so interesting.
Yeah, it was. It's a very good boat ride.
Oh yeah.
Very nice. What else you do?
Let me think about it. I don't even remember.
We're on live radio here. You can't think about it. You'd be on your toes.
Okay.
Any fun things? Any other trips? Any? Oh, there's the bell. I'm gonna keep you guys here an extra minute. I'm gonna cut a deer off. We're gonna put you right back here in a minute. So, Adair is back, and she is not allowed to think unless she thinks of something while we're doing this. But I want to ask you really quick. You got 20 seconds. And Adair, if you think of something fun over the summer, tell me when you get to you.
Okay.
We're going to start with Katrina. We have a question here called pod decks. It's kind of get the discussion going. And I want to know the dumbest way that you've been injured.
Oh, wait. So, back when I first broke my arm, I was at, like, this trampoline park. But I didn't break it on a trampoline park. I went on this like little ride thing and it like spun around and it like tripped me and I like landed on my arm.
So you broke your arm at a trampoline park, not on trampolines.
Yeah.
There you go. Karis, how'd you break? Dumbest way you have been injured.
So I broke my toe, but it was because I was folding my laundry and I tripped over my laundry basket and my toe got stuck in it and I like ripped it out and it like snapped.
Oh my gosh.
Karis. Well, I'm going to say the dumbest way Karis has gotten me injured actually today.
She was
flinging her arms around being all crazy and then she like...
Popped you in the face?
No, she dug her nails into like my hand.
I didn't dig my nails in your hand.
She don't have very big nails there either.
I don't even know how it happened.
Adair said something and so I like waved my hand and then like hit her.
Oh, you got her?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you the way to wrap up this shit. The way that I... So I wear a knee brace all the time. I tore the medial root of my knee. I was at my brother's pool, and I was like, hey, watch Fat Uncle Jim. I'm going to jump in the pool. And I bent my knees, and I jumped, and it popped. I went in the big part of the pool, and I'm crying under the pool because I knew I heard something. I come out, and my knee blew up about an hour later, and then I found out I had to have surgery and all that. So that was kind of silly. I think it would have popped no matter what, but... All right, girls. Hey, thanks for hanging with me today.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
You got all your homework done here in study hall. Get to class. You should be okay, but if you need a note, I will give you a note.
I'll take it.
Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.